Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 20th of February. Lots of news today, and perhaps not quite up to speed on all of it, but we had Super Rugby AU kicked off last night with two games. The Ford Trophy is back in action with the cricket. Over in the NBA, there was more action as well. And the Australian Open will bring you up to speed with those results, he says, as we find out the final finalists in that one. It was the semi-final time there. We'll bring you some speed to news about squash, skiing, A-League, golf. Yes, there is a lot going on at the moment. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host today. And this is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's get straight into it with the Australian Open. And over there yesterday, we had Djokovic had gone through. He has been joined in the final by Medvedev, winning 6-4, 6-2, 7-5 against Tsitsipas Tsapitsas, the Greek player. Djokovic, Medvedev will be the final in the men's side of things. Over on the women's side, it is the final today between Brady, the number 22nd seed, and Osaga, the number 3 seed. Over there. So coming through 6-3, 6-4 against Serena Williams. Brady, a little bit tougher, coming through 6-4, 3-6, 6-4 against Muchova on that side of things. Staying in Australia with the A-League, and yesterday the Adelaide United beat the Central Coast Mariners 3-2. Their Central Coast Mariners top of the table, so a big win for Adelaide United in that one. Don't forget to join the Knicks newsletter at 9 a.m. this morning, where they'll go through all the A-League action, and in particular focusing on the Phoenix. We'll be playing Western Sydney Wanderers on Sunday. Kickoff of that one is 10 past 8 p.m. But I say the Knicks newsletter, 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, bringing it up to speed with the A-League and the Wellington Phoenix. You can obviously catch the recording on our podcast, just search New Zealand Sports Radio on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those wonderful places. Or you can watch the recording on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Moving on then to the golf, and over in the PGA, it is the Genesis Open, which Danny Lee is in action with. At the end of the first round, he finished one over par, leaving him in tied 71st. So a lot of work for Danny Lee to do in the second round. Looks like he'll be teeing off at 20 past 8 this morning. Currently, the leader is at 11 under par, Burns, 2 shots clear. Coming back to New Zealand shores, squash is back underway. We have the Henderson Rochelle Hobbs Open, obviously up there in Auckland. It's the Challenger 5 men's event and a satellite women's event in action there. We will see the New Zealand champions in Evan Williams on the men's side and Emma Miller on the women's side. So top level New Zealand squash action there. We'll bring up speed with how that progresses on the morning sports briefing here at 7 a.m. every single morning. Was beach volleyball action with the third event in the beach tour down there in Christchurch. Unfortunately, it looks like Shauna Pooley has had to pull out the event. She was to partner up with Alice Simon, but Alice Simon is now with Stacey Nio. So let's hope Shauna Pooley isn't too injured or anything. Looking at the schedule and no upsets in the opening rounds. Tilly and Fitzy, the number one seeds, went through 21-19, 21-18. The number two seeds, Kerwin and McDonald, went through 21-12, 21-18. And Zumanayo came through 21-8, 21-16, even though that wasn't the partnership they were expecting to have. Over on the men's side of things, and Nicklin and Hartles, again, and one seeds, came through comfortably in that one, winning 21-13, 21-17. And the O'Day brothers also came, number two seeds, also came through comfortably, 21-11, 21-13. So no surprises in the first round there. Moving on then to the skiing. And I think we forgot to mention yesterday how well Alice Robinson went in the Ski World Championships Giant Slalom. And if we did mention it, hey, it's worth mentioning yet again. In her first run, she was going well, although she had a little bit of lost some time in the middle section to finish sixth overall, behind 0.51 seconds behind Shiffrin USA, the leader at that stage. But a good second run saw Alice Robinson leading there with just five skiers to go. Unfortunately, she just missed out on the medals, finishing fourth overall in that one. So with Lara, we got Beherimi of Switzerland taking the gold medal in that one. Kiwi Pira Hudson also was in the giant slalom, but unfortunately she came unstuck and did not finish her run there. So massive congratulations to Alice Robinson, coming fourth in the giant slalom at the Ski World Championships there. Today it is jet sprint action here in New Zealand at Merrimeri. So I will be heading over there to that, covering that event today. So do keep your eyes peeled for coverage from the Jet Sprint Championships there over in Merrimeri, just behind the dragway. If you want to come down and watch it live, you can also check out my video that I've put up on YouTube and Facebook that of my go in a jet boat last weekend. They are amazing machines, and the drivers have got some fantastic skills. So do check that out on our Facebook page and YouTube. The Prada Cup will be getting back underway today with two races. It will be racing every day now, wind conditions permitting, obviously. So two races today. I remember Luna Rosa leading that one, 4-0. They need to get up to seven wins. So they can't do it today, but they could do it by tomorrow. This weekend, wrapping things up, putting themselves into the America's Cup. In the cricket, and we're back to one day international. Well, sorry, one day domestic action after the Super Smash has come to its conclusion. In the Ford Trophy on the men's side, and we had three games yesterday. The Auckland Aces beat the Central Stags by six wickets. The Canterbury beat the Otago Volts by 54 runs, a big commanding win there, 271 runs to 217. And Wellington Firebirds beat Northern Districts by one wicket as well. Big total there in the Central Stags versus Auckland Aces. 309 was the target that was what Central Stags managed in their innings in Auckland Aces. But the Auckland Aces reply there. Solia and Briggs both scored centuries at the top of the innings to see Auckland home with over two overs to spare. We also have the Halliburton Johnson Shield on the women's side kicking off again today. So three games today. The Canterbury against Central Districts, Northern Districts versus Otago Sparks, and Wellington Blaze versus Auckland Hearts. I will be at the Northern Districts versus Otago Sparks tomorrow. They're obviously playing back-to-back double-header games there. So I'll be at Seddon Park tomorrow for that cricket action. Moving on then to the NBA. Just three games yesterday with the Bucks losing to the Raptors there, 110-96. The Lakers also losing to the Nets, 98-109. The final game, the Heat beat the Kings, 118-110. Not good for the Bucks. Now a five-game losing streak, season slipped to third in the Eastern Conference behind the 76ers and the Nets. The Lakers trailing the Jazz over on the Western side of things. Today, the Pelicans will be taking on the Suns at 2 o'clock. I don't know if Stephen Adams will be able to turn up or for that one because he did sprain his ankle in the last game. So had injury issues in his last two games, back spasms of the week, the day before that. We'll see if Stephen Adams is available for the Pelicans today at 2 p.m. Obviously, we'll bring you the results of that tomorrow here on the New Zealand Sports Radio. In the over in Australia, in the NBL, they're back in action today. The Taipans will take on the Hawks, and the Melbourne United take on the Wildcats. Breakers are next in action on Monday night at 7 p.m. in that one. Over in the rugby then, yesterday the Highlanders beat the Hurricanes in a pre-season game ahead. And we have the Chiefs, Blues and Crusaders in a game of three halves. It's behind closed doors though, folks, but you can watch that one on Sky TV. Yesterday, we also, the Super Rugby AU kicked off. First off, the Reds took on the Waratahs, and the Tars made a good start scoring by just 2 minutes. Unfortunately, that was the only points they were able to get in the whole game, as the Reds dominated, winning that game 41-7. It really was over by half time, if we're going to be honest. The Western Force took on the Brumbies, that finished 11-27. I'll be honest, I've not seen that game yet. I'll be watching the replay of that one this evening. The Force went ahead with a penalty, the Brumbies were leading 6-13 at half time, stretched out the lead to 6-27. And so it looks like the Brumbies were in control of that game there. Don't forget to join us on Sunday at 8 p.m. for the Super Rugby Review Show, where we'll review both of those games. So we'll be doing that, Sunday evening at 8 p.m. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks. The weekend is here. Enjoy your weekend. As I say, I will be at Merry Speed Bowl, just behind the dragway there, if you want to come and join us as we watch the jet sprint racing. Should be an absolutely cracking day out for all of the family.